the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
It's time for our last high school football interview of the 2019 season. The year came to a close this past Friday as Emory suffered a loss on the road to the North Sam Pete Hawks 42-7. Now, of course, the season will continue for the remaining eight squads in the 3A classification, but unfortunately, it is now over for both Carbon and Emory. We wrapped up the year with Carbon High School last week. We're going to do the same right now with the Emory Spartans. And joining us on the phone right now, we have Coach John Famallo. And Coach, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you having me on, Jordan.
Coach, typically here in the middle of the week, we're talking about the upcoming game. I know the season went by in a hurry. We're talking about 11 weeks. We did end up having a bye week due to a forfeit, but nonetheless, it went by in a hurry and it came to a close this past Friday.
Yeah, no, like I say, it comes quick and it went by quick. And like I say, it seems like it just started and now it's already over. So it's just kind of how it goes, seems like.
Well, we'll start by talking about Friday's game, Coach. North Sam Pete, very good team, obviously, number one team in the state, according to the RPI. Second meeting with this team. I thought early on in the game, Emory had chances. I thought we did. I thought we really had some chances to make this a really competitive game. Unfortunately, it was North Sam Pete that made the big plays when they needed to.
Yeah, you know, and again, our game plan was going in. We put James, the quarterback, try to do a little bit more ball control, running the ball, and, you know, they're just real physical up front. You know, I felt like if we could have not given up that pick six right there in that second quarter, made it 21, and, you know, and see what you could have done. But certainly they made the big, like you say, they made the plays that they needed to, and put them in a position to be able to win the ball game. And, you know, kind of the same story for us. We had some penalties and had some turnovers that were costly, and at the end, that's kind of where it ended up.
I know so many of these kids play both ways, Coach, and you and I have talked about the chain reaction compared to offense and defense and how things can kind of spiral out, down and out. Early on in this game, North Sam Pete had a couple of third and longs, and they managed to convert those third and longs. Did that kind of, I guess, have a direct impact on the offense's lack of production? I mean, is it something to hang your head on when you force a high-powered offense into 3rd and 12, 3rd and 11, 3rd and 10, and they find success?
Yeah, no, I mean, that is hard. I mean, like I say, that's where you want them. You get them in position, and then, again, you know, I didn't think defensively we were in pretty good position, and then the kids just made some great catches. They made some great plays if they needed to, but I didn't think defensively. I mean, again, we got them in a position where third and long, exactly where you want them to. Knew they were going to throw the ball, had decent cover. They just made a play where they needed to, and you know, it just came up a little bit short there.
It's obviously a very good football team, Coach. They, too, have a sophomore quarterback, and we can talk about what North Sam Pete did on the offensive side of the ball here in just a moment. You alluded to the fact that you guys decided to go with James Bowman at quarterback. It's a different look for North Sam Pete. I can appreciate the fact that you guys tried to make adjustments, tried to come out and do something different, knowing the last time you went up against this team, the final score was 43-6. Was that kind of the mindset in running James at quarterback? Let's try to speed things up a little bit, run some clock, and at the same time just throw a different look at him?
Yeah, I mean, we honestly had nothing to lose, knowing that. Again, hadn't seen James at quarterback. We did a little bit of wildcat with him, you know, the last time we played him. But trying to do some things offensively to, you know, try to take advantage of what they were trying to give us. And like I say, at times we had success. But, I mean, with them just being so physical up front, I just, you know, no matter what you try to run, you know, they were just really good and sound defensively. And so, like I say, without those two turnovers that first half, like I say, that kind of hurt us. But, you know, that was kind of the intent, was just try to mix it up, give them a different look. And like I say, give them something they never seen before from us. So
it's a defense that does take a lot of risks. And you and I had a conversation about that last week. With James running out of the Wildcat, I mean, typically with his type of explosiveness over pursuit, and who knows, you can break a big one. But they also proved that they can play pretty fundamental defense as well. I thought they showed a lot of patience on the defensive side of the ball. They didn't over pursue a single time that I can think of.
No, that's one thing that, you know, that's, you know, if you look at a defense, that's one you want to pattern yourself after, for the fact that, again, they're just fundamentally sound from top to bottom. Again, you look at trying to find weaknesses, and that's what we tried to do. And You know, they were just solid all around. Like I say, they played really good fundamental defense and pursued the ball, and, you know, it's a good team right there.
Tyler Stilson did come in the contest. Before he threw a couple of interceptions, did actually move the football through the air. Is that hard to explain to a sophomore quarterback who has stepped up and done well, Coach, that he's not going to be the guy once you get to the state tournament? I would assume that's a pretty difficult conversation.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, going into it was one of those, you know, I'm sure we could have taken our chances throwing the ball a ton and, you know, and seen how it went with Ty, but at the end of the day, we're trying to, you know, keep the score low, hopefully ball control, punt, field position, hopefully defensively make a few more stops than we did and, you know, give yourself a chance. And so, you know, but he's been, you know, a kid that no matter what's been thrown in, whether he's playing, whether he's not playing, whether he's coming in at the third quarter or whatever, he stepped up to the challenge and handled it well. So, you know, it's a hats off to him because I think he's been put in some tough positions and you know, answered the bell to where he needed to and, you know, did a good job for us.
Another kid that had been put in some tough positions all year was Teagan Chrisman. I thought Teagan played an outstanding game on the defensive side of the ball, Coach. Had a number of tackles for losses, had a couple of sacks, had a couple of deflected passes. I thought Teagan was all over the field on Friday.
Yeah, no, he was playing like it's his last game. And so, you know, I appreciate him putting in the effort. I thought defensively all year he's been pretty good. And so it was nice to be able to see him kind of end his career and on the defensive side being, you know, reckless and making some turnovers and good things happen for us on that side of the ball. So, you know, kid, we're going to miss a lot that way.
Again, our guest right now is Coach John Famalo, the Emory Spartan football squad. Coach, not a lot of seniors on this year's team. I know that's kind of been a reoccurring story. Four seniors last year, really four seniors this year. I know there's a couple of other kids in McCandless that being one of them that stepped up late in the season to handle the kicking duties. But nonetheless, when you look back at this senior class, what will you remember most about those four kids that did get a lot of varsity time?
Like you say, they played key parts in our team as far as both sides of the ball, offensive, defensively. Again, James Bowman, again, kid we're going to miss a lot. Just a kid that anytime touched the ball, you know, he had a chance to make something good happen. And so, going to miss his big play ability. Again, Zion was the same thing. Again, a kid that was pretty good for us on both sides of the ball and, you know, kind of came out and is coming out when I felt like the ALA game. And so it was nice to be able to see him, you know, do some good things. And then Seth, again, offensively, you know, he played quarterback, played wide receiver for us and just a good leader. I'm going to miss that. So not only, you know, kids that, you know, really good on the field, but off the field, good teammates and just, you know, great character kids.
Coach, the senior classes have been low over the last couple of years. I mentioned last year four seniors, this year four seniors. Now I guess it's key to make sure that these big sophomore, freshman classes, even the junior class, that we have a little bit more senior leadership. I'm sure you anticipate having a larger, you know, senior class moving forward, especially into next year.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, kind of something we've been looking forward to. And I think, you know, talking to the kids, I've got probably about 18 kids, a lot of those coming back next year. We should have a big senior class. And, you know, that's kind of how you build a program. Again, you got 18 seniors that you can draw from. You got a lot of sophomores that will be juniors next year that are pushing those seniors and trying to make them better. And everybody's working for a spot and getting better. And so, you know, it's kind of the situation we've been trying to work ourselves into, and I think we're to that point. But you know, it's just more than age. You gotta physically put the time in the off season to be able to be prepared for season. So you know, a lot of work still got to be done, but things are looking good for the fact that we got numbers that we're looking for so far the senior and junior classes.
I know we talk about growth for the kids. I'm sure there's growth from a head coach's standpoint as well. Now that you're moving into, I believe it's your fifth off season. Is that right? Five off seasons now?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's insane how fast time goes by. Coach, what are some of the things that you look back on now and say, okay, I want to implement this, I want to kind of switch things up, or is there anything at all that you want to change up as you go into the off season?
You know, I think you always have to go into an off season and look at, you know, how well you did in the past season and what you can improve on. There's certainly a lot of things we can improve on, you know, on both sides of the ball that I'd like to get implemented. And so certainly for me in this off season, just spending a ton of time trying to figure out, okay, offensively, personnel-wise, where you're at, what's going to work best offensively, personnel-wise, what's going to work best defensively, and then just working hard in this offseason to be able to get stuff implemented as quickly as possible and, you know, try to get these kids on board to get going. You know, that's the biggest thing for me is trying to figure out personnel-wise what we have and what we can do with what we have.
Yeah, Coach, I know that the football numbers continue to dip, and it's not just something in Carbon or Emory counties. I mean, it's something that is nationwide. So from a head coach's standpoint, recruiting has become part of the job now at the high school game, hasn't it? As crazy as that sounds.
Yeah, it is. I mean, again, I walk through that school, and I see a lot of kids walking around that I haven't seen come play football, and I'm wondering why. And so, you know, you have to entice these kids to want to come play football. For me, again, it's easy for me as a football coach to be able to say, hey, that's the best sport I think there is to play, best team sport there is available for kids to play. But there's a lot of options out there for these kids to do. Being able to be able to build a team and the numbers, honestly, that's where it comes from. I need kids to be able to recruit kids because, like I say, for me, it's a no-brainer. But for kids, there's a lot of options out there. And so if you can get build a big camaraderie and a team and family atmosphere the kids want to be part of, I think there's no greater sport, like I say, than football for that.
I think if you talk to all the kids, they would tell you the crowning moment of this season, it would be the victory over Carbon. And that's not because it was the only win, but it was also a win in which the seniors, they got revenge on losing to Carbon last season. Obviously, you get the traveling trophy, the coal bucket, it's back in possession at Emory High. But Coach, I thought there were some other really good moments this year. You know, we talked about the Millard game. We've talked about the ALA game. There were times where it looked like this team was really close to turning the corner, and instead of being a one-win team, being a 4-5 win team. Is that a fair assessment? And if so, is that the optimism that hopefully you can instill in these kids moving into the offseason?
Yeah, it is, honestly. I mean, that first game for us, I mean, that I thought, you know, against Millard, we were physical, and, you know, I was really looking forward to, okay, hey, this is going to be a really good season because we played sound on both sides of the ball and felt really good. And then I say that brutal preseason we had with some really good teams and some injuries. It kind of cost us a little bit of the season and kind of the momentum that I felt like we had going into that first game. And then, like I say, going into the LA game, I felt like, okay, hey, we're finding our feet and our grounding. And so there were moments in the season I felt like, okay, hey, we're starting to figure some things out. And then we'd have a setback with either an injury or, you know, something else would happen. And but like I say, at the end of the day, you know, we can make all the excuses at the end of the day, but, you know, we still had to play and kids had to step up. And, you know, that was what was nice to see as kids went down with injuries, we had other kids step up and do what they needed to do to be able to help our team. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to that next season that, again, we'll have a little bit more depth and in a lot of different positions, be able to play a lot of different kids. And so I'm looking forward to that.
I know, Coach, in talking to you following games, you don't get a lot of sleep during the football season now that it's over. Has there been a few more hours of sleep, at least, on the schedule for you?
There is. I mean, it's nice, you know, to be able to relax and not be able to have football in my mind, but I'm still, honestly, still thinking about football and what we can do and what we could have done. I mean, I think if you're not thinking about that, you know, I don't think you're doing your job. And so, for me, it's, you know, it's a little bit of a, okay, let's take a deep breath, but in the back of my mind, I know I got a lot of work to do to be able to get these kids ready and myself, my coaching staff ready to be able to head up for the next season because, you know, it comes quick. It comes at you quick, and the season's in between. Kids are busy. I want to make sure that they're staying busy with what they're doing, and if they're not, I'm trying to get them in the weight room as much as possible and get ready for the next season.
Well, Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on and talk Emory High School football. I appreciate you always making out the time for us, be it after a game or during the week. It's always appreciated, and I know we'll be talking again real soon.
Hey, no, I appreciate it, Jordan. Appreciate, again, everything you're doing for these kids and pointing out the positivity and, you know, it helps these kids to be recognized and the good things they're doing, not only on the field, but off the field. And you guys do a great job, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, Coach. It's tough to be a student athlete these days. It really is.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot going on with these kids, so nice to be able to, like you say, be recognized for some of these things these kids are doing.
Thank you, Coach. Again, that's Coach John Famala with the Emory Spartan football team taking out the time to wrap up the 2019 season. Definitely a fun one, but it ends after week one of the high school state championship playoffs. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move to the national side of things. We're going to be joined by Bill Lasky, former Major League pitcher. He'll help preview Game 7 tonight. We know the Major League Baseball season has come to a close, and we'll talk about that when we return.